You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of The Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's blogging, theboys.com. My name, RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on The Ocho. It is Wednesday, October 21st, 2020. We hope all is well wherever you are. We hope you're happy, safe, healthy, and I know, you can't believe it either. The Dallas Cowboys are favored to win the NFC East. Shout out to our friends at BetOnline who released the latest odds to win the most storied division in the NFL. The Dallas Cowboys have 1-1 odds to win the NFC East this season. The Cowboys, who are 2-4, this is a week full of NFC East football, by the way. Tomorrow, Thursday Night Football, will feature the New York Giants, Jason Garrett's New York Giants, of course, on the road against the Philadelphia Eagles. Meanwhile, this Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys will be on the road themselves to play the Washington football team. And next Sunday, the Dallas Cowboys will be on the road in the city of brotherly love to take on the Philadelphia Eagles in a game that will be played on Sunday Night Football. So not only do we have a whole lot of NFC East football coming up shortly, but we have a lot of it on primetime television. So look forward to that. But I'm recording this on Tuesday. Obviously, the Cowboys are back at work today on Wednesday when you're listening to this. Depending on what time, we will have the latest injury report and all that news available for you at blogontheboys.com, as we always do. But I've said already this season that I haven't seen the Cowboys, or more specifically Cowboys fans, be this upset in a while. And I think that that has been true and remains true. I don't remember a day like Tuesday as far as Cowboys fans and Cowboys Twitter was concerned. There is an air of apathy. I think that might be the best way to put it. People are just apathetic. And I think people have checked out, and people are just kind of just going through the season, right? Like just kind of going through the processes of it all, and not really hyped, not really interested, not really pumped, whatever you want to call it. But there's a lot of distaste from Cowboys fans. And it feels like that is permeating through the air. We got what was sort of a predictable report, but still somehow unbelievable, from NFL Network's Jane Slater. Jane reported on Tuesday afternoon. This is her tweet exactly. She is on Twitter at SlaterNFL. By the way, I am a guest on the latest episode of the Boys and Girl podcast that Jane and Bobby Belt do, so you can listen to us chop it up about the state of the Cowboys over on their feed. Certainly recommend their podcast. It's fantastic, always. Jane's tweet, again, on Twitter at SlaterNFL. Cowboys players initially bought into keeping things internal. Now, as they sit 2-4, the discontent is leaking out. On the coaching staff, totally unprepared. They don't teach. They don't have any sense of adjusting on the fly. Another, they just aren't good at their jobs. Now, I'm not going to try to defend the Cowboys coaching staff to you. I've said a lot of things about them. We talked about it to a heavy degree on the postgame show here on the feed. I think the Cowboys coaching staff deserves a lot of criticism. I think the Cowboys coaching staff is also taking over a group of players that is kind of the problem and doesn't want to acknowledge that they're the problem. And there's a lot going on, right? I mean, you know, there are different things happening in the locker room and in the building and however you want to put it. And again, I'm not trying to absolve the coaching staff of the blame here, but the coaching staff is new. And the problems are not. It's amazing how, you know, when the going is getting tough, the reports are that the coaching staff is wrong. The reports are that the coaching staff has no idea what they're doing. Where is the accountability on the defensive side of the ball? Well, I mean, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence has said things and has called the defense soft and things like that, but we have yet to really see the same level of conviction that Ezekiel Elliott showed following the Cowboys' loss to the Cardinals. And That was oddly predictable, I think, and I don't know. I don't know how you change that. I really, truly don't. The Cowboys are in a funk, and you know, Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones both spoke on Tuesday on 105.3 The Fan, and those things aren't helping matters. I mean, you know, because what are they going to say? this is just, I mean, something has to snap this team out. And the force, the life force that typically does it is on injured reserve for the rest of the season in Dak Prescott. And the guy that a lot of people thought it was going to be is the aforementioned Ezekiel Elliott. And so this Cowboys group, really, we've said, we're going to learn a lot about this group. And right now what we are learning is that when the heat is too high, they just want to pack up and quit and go home. And that's a really disappointing reality. But, you know, it is, there are 10 games left. The Cowboys are favored to win the NFC East. And, you know, if they win it at 6-10, certainly nothing to celebrate. But I just, the whole point is I haven't seen a lot of things like this in my time in this space. And so I'm very interested to see what happens next, but the Cowboys are beginning preparations for a new week of work, which is certainly much needed, you know, very, very, very needed to put this game in the rearview mirror and start focusing on what is in front of them. And hopefully the Cowboys obviously improve. They have opportunities, again, against NFC East opponents to play very well in Washington and in Philadelphia. We will see if that is the case. The Cowboys did make a couple of roster moves on Tuesday. Randy Gregory, you know, a lot of people certainly excited to see his return. It was reported that Randy Gregory is now back, which is a very good thing. Randy Gregory has been added to the Dallas Cowboys 53-man roster. The Dallas Cowboys did waive two players. Ventel Bryant, Cedric Wilson took that wide receiver four spot that, you know, might have been his in a different timeline, but all the best to him. And Savion Smith. So the Cowboys have another pass rusher. We'll see how that works out. Certainly, they can use as much defensive help as they can get. I don't know if Randy Gregory provides the biggest boost, but, you know, I was not the biggest believer in Aldon Smith as an NFL player immediately in his return, and I've obviously been proven wrong there. But this is really interesting. And this, you know, the Mike Nolan stuff, I mean, all that chatter is only picking up. And if the Cowboys don't handle their next two opponents, and think about that, their prize for getting through these NFC East games in Washington and in Philly is to return home to host the Pittsburgh Steelers before their bye. So it could get rather rough here in the next couple of weeks. The next month leading up to Halloween, or not to Halloween, goodness, to Thanksgiving, could be rather tense. And that's really, things are tense. And I think that's what we're going to title this episode. Things are tense with the Dallas Cowboys, and I am very anxious to see if somebody can alter that reality, because we have been looking for somebody to be that person and nobody seems to want to be. Make sure to subscribe to the Blog of the Boys podcast network so you get access to all of our wonderful shows. Later on today, you get a new episode of Talking the Star. We are available on all major podcast platforms. I'm RJ Ochoa. You can follow me on Twitter or Instagram at RJ Ochoa, and you can do me a huge favor. Do me a huge favor, please. Have the absolute best Wednesday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.